Blog Talk Radio.
No boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in much. Did you hang it up? Off the floor when you lose in the clutch. Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how when you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switch your time zone with a 4-hour layover. Fifth stop, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. If you whip a Range Rover, asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. Act don't sound right, shit don't act right. Rock won't stack right. At least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money boom cool. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come to. All of you gonna let money get screwed soon. But I won't excuse my behavior, a lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get fun, then stack some major. Let's do it, get done, over around here, player. I'm telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Your number one source for knowledge in the information age. High Frequency Radio Network. We'll be right back.
out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime. Get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line.
like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I'm your host, So-L, and it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you on this most luxurious day. This is The Foundation, and we are High Frequency Radio Network, where we understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as always, we are looking to correctly apply that correct information here at The Foundation. Today's episode is entitled, Four Ways to Avoid an IRS Audit. Trust. I mean, just in general, I would suppose. You know, and this is not legal advice, tax advice, any type of, you know, legal, you know, consultations or anything like that, you know, nothing. I'm not a lawyer or attorney. No one here at the Foundation is a lawyer or an attorney. We cannot give legal advice. This is for information and educational purposes only, of course. We appreciate you for being here on another luxurious episode of the Foundation. I want to start off by saying, as I always do, all thanks, honors, and praises due to the Creator. Because without, we would not be here. And in lockstep, I want to give a shout out, big up, salute to my big brother, Yusuf L., the uncle of the conscious community. He's not actually my blood brother, we're not really like related, you know what I'm saying, legally or DNA-ically. But you know, brother in spirit, High Frequency Radio Network, spcuniversity.com, if you're looking to do your secured party creditor dance and all the things that come along with that, if you know what I'm saying. The brother's been doing it. The brother's going to keep doing it. Make sure you check out the brother. Of course you do. But if you haven't in a while, check out Yusuf. You know what I'm saying? SBCUniversity.com. I want to also suggest that you check out WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. You know, do yourself a favor. And of course, this is live. This is 2023. But you can type in portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, .welcometothefoundation.com. You can see what we're doing. We got the live member area appearing very, very soon. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm very excited about this. Been working really hard on this. And, you know, we're about ready to launch that stuff. So the private members area, there's going to be a free area. You're also going to be able to take advantage of all the things that you can take advantage of on the public side of the website. But on the private side, you also have other options with regards to trustee training, retainers, most specifically the silver tier trustee training will be available for, you know, obviously paying members. And you know, that's at your own pace. That's, you know, there's audios, there's different materials, documents that go along with the, you know, modulated course. And it's been something that I've been really excited to do. It's been something that people have been asking for. you know, in certain ways and shapes and forms. So it's really exciting to, you know, be able to announce that. Also, you know, we got different courses. I just finished the History on Education course. That's a free course in there. You know, everybody's going to get access to it if you have a free account. So, you know, for the free, you know, we always hook up everybody, you know, here at the foundation. So this is going to be some of the most luxurious dancing we've ever done here at the foundation with regards to this private membership area. And, you know, you can preview that at portal.welcometothefoundation.com. But otherwise, you know, we're just back here, you know, nuts and bolts and screws and, you know, all them dangs. And it's gonna be a luxurianism. That's all I'm gonna say about that, you know. But also on the public side of Welcome to the Foundation, you can always sign up for the email list. I think, you know, we might send out like certain invites to people on the email list. Might be looking for not necessarily beta testers, but it's not gonna be opened to everybody right away. You know, it's gonna have to be certain people are let in, and then more and then more and more as we grow, because, you know, I'm good with tech, but I'm not one of them computer programmers is what I am not. And we doing all this in-house, you know, so we can control our own stuff and also maintain the intellectual property of the foundation here. So really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that. So, yeah, sign up for the email list at welcometothefoundation.com. You can stay up to date with what's going on. Also, you can find extra content, notifications, special events, things of that nature, only, you know, for email subscribers, people who have, you know, signed up for the email list. Also, you can check out the PDF section. The PDF section is just a bunch of PDFs that, you know, either were necessary to be placed on the website, or I saw, you know, people were charging for them. So we put them up there. So that's free. Just grab them. Grab them and, you know, do your dance. Mosey on out. But that's always going to be available at welcometothefoundation.com. Also, you can check out our education section. We have the Foundation Trust series, part one, part two, and part three. Beginner, intermediate, and I would say more advanced. PowerPoint presentations. It's very clear, and it's video audio. We also have the Foundation Trust Primer. If you're just getting into this information and you don't really know where to start, the Foundation Trust Primer is probably where you should start. And you can get that in the education section. Also, we have the passport, no social. So Chris L. came through and just, you know, he showed us how he did it and showed us how he uses it. Part one, how he did it, how you obtain it. Part two, how you use it. And of course, you know, principles are few, processes are many, but we always, always want to show our love to Chris L. for showing love to the foundation. Also, you can find our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook page. All at welcometothefoundation.com. Also the YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page. When we get 1,000 subscribers, we can go live. So that'd be cool, right? So, you know, just subscribe. You know, you don't have to like, or, you know, just subscribe. We need 1,000. Once we get 1,000, it's gonna be some luxurianism popping off over here at the foundation. It's something that we haven't really focused on. Honestly, that's me. But we're going there. We're going there. And finally, you can book a consultation. You can make a donation. All at welcometothefoundation.com. I want to say peace to all the listeners, all the archive listeners, internet listeners, MP3 listeners, live listeners, live callers, however you check out the show, I definitely want to say peace to you. We always want to salute y'all. Because once y'all stop listening is when I stop doing the show. So, shout out to all the listeners. And I want to say peace to all the trustees and trustee training here at the foundation. Now, you know, we have multiple tiers available. Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3. Also known as silver, gold, and platinum tiers. And if you would like more information on trustee training, shoot me an email, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. And I want to say peace to anyone who is investing in their private education outside of the foundation, because, you know, we don't have a monopoly on knowledge, you know. And last but not least, I want to say peace to everyone that we have come into contact with in any way, shape, or form here at the foundation, whether it's an email, well wish, current events. Definitely want to say peace to you. So, yeah, that members area of the foundation, you know, we'll have that launched very, very soon. We're going to get that out of here in the next couple weeks. It's just things, you know, to be figurings. So we over here be figuring. Also, we're going to be in San Diego November. I wrote the date down because I want to say it incorrect. 11th. No, November 11th. We will be in San Diego, California. Unfortunately, we had to cancel the Chicago visit for next month. So Chicago, we see y'all next year. Joe. I'm just playing, but you know, that's what they you know. They know what I'm talking about. But we'll see y'all next year. You know, SoCal, we out here. Or we finna be out here. So November 11th, you know, if you're interested in attending the in-person event, obviously I will be there. You know, Derek Private will be there. If you want to holler at Derek Private about, you know, a little dance with the, you know what I'm saying, the CPNs, credit privacy numbers. Derek Private will be there. So far, and we're looking to, you know, at least have a couple more of the family. In San Diego with us November 11th. So email us. You know what? Email support@welcometothefoundation.com. Support, SUPPORT, @welcometothefoundation.com. If you're interested in information with regards to our in-person event. In-person event is the How Can I campaign. That's what we're on. How Can I? It's a new movement. How can I? Not can I. Not is it okay if. Not you think it'd be cool. Nah. How can I? Or the worst is, I don't even like to say it. I don't even like to say this type of word because it's negative. And I'm not playing. But, you know, I'll spell it C-A-N-T. But it's a contraction. So it's apostrophe in between the N and the T. I don't even like to say that word. How can I? It's the How Can I campaign. We coming to San Diego November 11th. We're going to be in a building. Probably not in your building. It might be. But if we are, offer us snacks. Fruit. Organic. Please. I like grapes, strawberries. I'm just playing. I'm not joking. Moving forward. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. Absolutely. Absolutely looking forward to seeing y'all in San Diego. November 11th. support@welcometothefoundation.com. For more information. And my homie used to say, information. I'm like, Alex, you tripping? He just started laughing. Shout out to my boy Alex. I almost said the other word. Y'all heard me. Let's jump into these current events before we get into these four ways to avoid an IRS audit. I'm not an attorney, not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice. I cannot represent you in a public forum or any type of, you know, Article 1. You understand where I'm coming from? But four ways to avoid an IRS audit. I mean, you know, hey, am I an authority? I guess it depends on what you mean and what you think, and, you know, relative to the word authority. But, you know, I will tell you this. IRS is not playing. They hired some peoples. They're coming for the dancings. They're doing the dancings. When these central bank digital currencies pop off, and they're coming. They are coming. When they pop off, you will be glad that you knew the four ways to avoid an IRS audit. So let's jump into these current events before we jump into the show. You know how we do. I'm going to get a move. I love y'all. U.S. debt rises $33 trillion. Yo, the U.S. debt is now $33 trillion as the government shutdown looms. Not only, Artie, yo, the United States, man, and officially is located in Washington, D.C. So, hey, all y'all U.S. peeps in Washington, D.C., it's crazy. But then you get into the insular possessions of the United States. And that's why people get all crazy. Because insular possessions also means what some call businesses and corporations. But, you know, man, I'm digressing. But no more digressing. U.S. debt rises to $33 trillion, man. Why isn't the IRS? Yo, I think the IRS should possibly collect the debt. I guess. Because when you think about it, man, where's the money coming from? What happened? Where'd it go? I am just tripping. I'm tripping on this. I saw this and was like, wow. I mean, you knew it was coming. But it's still crazy. You can see your homeboy riding by on the crotch rocket that he ain't never been on before. And you know he finna fly off that thing. You know it's finna happen. But when it happens, it's still crazy, right? It's still crazy. As the United States national debt passes $33 trillion and a government shutdown looms, Wall Street feels defensive. The shutdown could soar sentiment. I'm sorry, sour sentiment. I can't read. And deal a blow to an economy already dealing with high gas prices, auto worker strikes, and elevated inflation, with some saying it could even increase the possibility of a recession. Ooh, the R word. Fitch sent Congress a wake-up call after the debt limit fight earlier this summer. The ratings agency downgraded U.S. sovereign debt from AAA to AA+. In August, citing the nation's mounting debt and partisan brinksmanship as the major reasons behind its decision. But the government hit snooze. The gross national debt has grown at an amazing pace since then, specifically by $1 trillion since August, man. Yo. And that's just the last 3 months alone. Political finger pointing around what caused the accelerated debt accrual, meanwhile, has left the government at an impasse around the budget. The budget deficit, the difference between what the government spends and what it takes in, reached $1.5 trillion for the first 11 months of the fiscal year, an increase of 61%, bro. And they're like, oh, inflation is transitory. There's no inflation. The government, United States government is, one of the largest buyers of goods and services in the world. So if it's paying more, the recent increase in interest rates has already made it much more expensive for the government to pay back what it owes. And a shuttered government without a plan for how to pay down its debt would make the problem worse. Of course it would. I'm not, you know, it's happened before. I do remember the government shut down. I think it was like for like a week or two. What year was that? All the years blend together. These fools been doing, let's move on. And I'm not even playing. I'm tripping. Instant View U.S. retail sales produces prices. I guess that was supposed to be producers' prices. Jobless claims lower than forecast. Reuters.com. A slew of U.S. economic data showed stronger than expected numbers that stoked worries about sticky inflation and reinforced the view that the Federal Reserve is likely to keep raising interest rates higher for longer. Not true. They actually paused on the interest rates today. But they were like, we're going to keep raising them. We're going to fight this inflation. Quote, inflation pressures remain pretty much persistent throughout the economy. When you see oil and gasoline prices, it doesn't take very long for truckers and shippers, the logistics companies, to start passing along into some of those higher energy costs and surcharges, end quote. And this is the main thing. Oil affects everything. The price of oil affects, excuse me, the price of oil is going to affect everything. And the reason why I say that is everything is shipped. Whether on ships, which uses oil for fuel, and for, you know, well, refined oil for fuel. They refine it into, you know, type of gasoline or, you know, some type of fuel. And then, the diesel fuel that the truckers use, and the gasoline that the Amazon vans use. And my house wasn't shipped to me. Well, I mean, true. Not put together, but the lumber was, and the drywall and all that stuff was. So this is something to pay attention to. I mean, I looked at gas prices today, and I was like, whoa. And I was trying to think, have I ever seen gas prices this high? Which is relative, right? Because I have. But I want to say it was in the Cayman Islands or Bahamas or something like that. And their currency was pegged to the dollar, but it was crazy. And I think Cali was, there's a couple times I was in Cali and was like, y'all tripping. I need some oil fields like Texas. But man, if gas prices and fundamentally the price of oil does not affect the price of all. Quote, we've been waiting to see exactly which of these inflation data trends would kind of knock the market off its axis in our minds. It's only a matter of time. And it won't get any better in September because the data with oil has ticked up since August. The longer we stay in this unsustainable equilibrium, with steady growth, high inflation, and central banks that are tightening policy, the worse the economic and market fallout will be when it occurs. It'll probably lead to an over-tightening, and when the slowdown starts to happen, central bankers won't be fast to react. That's a real concern. An over-tightening mistake, end quote. Quote, it seems like the Fed will have to go further. We've been in that camp for a while. Folks that haven't been in that camp may have to come around to that camp. These are all senior global strategists, Wells Fargo investment institutes, bankers, and all types of quotes that they gathered. For example, Samir Samana, senior global market strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina. Greg Basuk, chief executive officer of Axe Investments in New York. Peter Anderson, founder of Anderson Capital Management in Boston. And in Anderson Capital is no joke. Robert Pavlik of senior portfolio manager at Dakota Wealth. And Brian Jacobson, chief economist at Annex Wealth Management, Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Interesting. So U.S. retail jobless claims, this stuff, it's getting deep. CNN Business, U.S. insurance premiums could surge due to severe natural disasters. Could. I think this is a notice. I would say this is more of a notice. This is new data. Millions of American homeowners could see insurance rates surge in the coming years, in part due to, they're going to blame it on climate, worsening climate disasters. New data shows an analysis from the nonprofit research group First Street Foundation found nearly 39 million homes and commercial properties, which is about 27% of the properties in lower 48 states, are at risk of their premiums spiking as insurers struggle to cover the increasing cost of rebuilding after the disasters. At a disaster, house caught on fire. Yo, the number to not to clean it and all that, just to fix it after all, the number that I saw in that email and on that check was, I, you know, it's a few times where I've seen checks or numbers, you know, larger than that. But wow. So I see it. It's another alarming sign for the future of America's homeowners insurance market. In the last 4 years, major insurers have pulled out of or stopped writing new policies in California, Florida, and Louisiana, in part citing increased climate risks like destructive wildfires and stronger hurricanes. In part. What's the other parts? Like, is it four parts? Is it five parts? Is it two parts? Either way, what's the other part? Let's say we can stay singular. What's the other part? But while insurance prices have already surged in those states, First Street found it's still growing in other places we think of less likely. Quote, this is not just isolated to particular areas of the country, but also will impact other areas that we traditionally might not think of. This is David Jones, the former California Insurance Commissioner and Director of the Climate Risk Initiative at U.S. Berkeley's Center for Law, Energy, and Environment. Of course, he was not involved in the analysis. The insurance industry is only just beginning to price the cost of climate change into its premiums. This is Jeremy Porter, the head of climate implications at First Street and one of the report's lead authors, quote, still kind of at the forefront of the insurance industry pricing and climate risk into the real estate market. The insurance companies are going to continue to respond to increasing climate changes, end quote. For homeowners, this also means fewer choices between companies as private insurers pull out of high-risk areas altogether or restrict coverage. Nearly 7 million properties, almost 1 in 20 billions, have already experienced price surges or have been dropped by insurance companies altogether. First Street found the majority of those properties are located either in wildfire and flood-prone California or hurricane-prone Florida, Louisiana, and Tejas. But this problem is growing nationwide. Jones pointed to recent extreme flooding that inundated Vermont this summer, dumping up to 9 inches in some parts of the state over 2 days and submerging the state's capital itself. Kentucky and West Virginia have been struck with deadly and costly flooding from massive rainstorms that combined with steep terrain to overwhelm small streams and creeks. It's hard to identify a part of the country that's not impacted or won't be impacted, Jones told CNN, and it's only going to get worse. Insurance, man. Insurance for homeowners insurance, renters insurance. You can't insure your home. If you have a mortgage and you can't insure your home, you can't get insurance on your home, do you lose it? Do you lose the home? I think there might be a violation. Man, what do I know? I'm not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice, so how would I know? Moving forward, CNBC. Home prices are expected to rise in 2024. Quote, there are simply not enough homes to meet demand, says an economist. If you own a home or a property, you know what I'm talking about. You're getting all of the flyers and solicitors and people emailing, trying to call, sending letters and stuff. Despite a recent slump, home prices are expected to continue to rise in 2024, according to a number of research firms. that specialize in real estate forecasts, including Freddie Mac, Zillow, and the National Association of Realtors. Now, if you believe that, I don't know. Me, I think it's 50-50. I think eventually you're going to see, you know, what do you call it? Repricing of homes, repricing of real estate. Definitely seeing the repricing of a lot of commercial real estate in a lot of areas. But the real estate market is not a real estate market. There's some markets in Laos. That's because homes aren't being built fast enough to keep up with demand, which puts upward pressure on prices. This is Lawrence Yoon, NAR chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. With too few homes for too many buyers, the NAR expects home prices to rise by 2.6% in 2024. If you own property, you like that. If you don't, you don't like that. And I think this right here directly correlates to why we're so heavy on the purchase of precious metals. Because when you're dealing with currency, when you're dealing with currency that doesn't have an intrinsic value, there's nothing that's going to happen besides it eventually going to zero. And when it does go into zero, it's going to be worthless. And on its way to zero, you know, it's going to be worth less and less. And eventually you're priced out of things. And I believe that's why with, you know, the consumer price index, I believe that's why they, you know, they substitute items, steak for, they'll substitute hamburger for steak. They substitute items and, you know, blah, 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 and make it seem like, you know, these things aren't happening. And I think this is just going to get worse and worse. While home construction has ticked up in recent months, the United States is still short about 3.8 million homes for both sale and rent, according to Freddie Mac's most recent estimates. Aside from a 42% ramp up in home prices between January 2020 and June 2023, many homes on the market still receive multiple offers, which implies that housing demand is not being satisfied due to lack of supply. In 2022, many potential buyers were priced out of the market after 30-year fixed mortgage rates nearly doubled, according to Freddie Mac data. And this is what I'm talking about. These currency dances. This cooled the real estate market somewhat between July 2022 and January 2023. The median home price declined by 2.5%. However, that dip in prices was short-lived as recent increases have offset the decline. As of July, the median price of a sold home was $406,700, a year-over-year increase of 1.9%. Yo, the median means average. The average price of a home is almost $500,000, man. And it's crazy. As I said, if you own a home or a property, and you bought before the 2000s, if you bought before the 2010s, man, it's, while mortgage rates are still elevated, currently 7.28% for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, underlying demand for homes has kept prices high. Based on slowing inflation, NAR expects mortgage rates to drop closer to 6% in 2024. This will further stoke demand and keep prices elevated throughout the year. Ugh. So, home prices are inflating. CNBC, Fed declines to hike but points to rates staying higher for longer. All right, you know, I did mention this earlier. They did not hike the rates. The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady in a decision released today, while also indicating it still expects one more hike before the end of the year and fewer cuts than previously indicated next year. The final increase, if realized, would do it for this cycle. According to projections, the central bank released at the end of its two-day meeting, if the Fed goes ahead with the move, it would make a full dozen hikes. Policy tightening began in 2022. Dozen hikes, what is that, 6%? Markets had fully priced in no move at the meeting, so the markets knew that they weren't raising the rates, which kept the Fed funds rate in a targeted range between 5.2% and 5.5%, the highest in some 22 years. The rate fixes what banks charge each other for overnight lending, but also spills over into many forms of consumer debt. While the no hike was expected, there was considerable uncertainty over where the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee would go from there. Judging from documents released today, the bias appears towards more restrictive policy and a higher-for-longer approach to interest rates. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know, man. You got to trust these guys as far as you could throw their houses, and their houses are pretty big. Reuters.com, gasoline lights up U.S. consumer inflation, underlying trend steadily improving. So, excuse me, houses are inflating. Gasoline prices are inflating. But the overall trend is improving. You have to look at a pretty long chart. I'm just going to read the headline on that one. Moving forward, crypto in chaos as FTX files for bankruptcy. Saw that coming. Moving forward, CNBC, GM, and Stellantis just laid off more than 2,000 additional workers because of the UAW strike. So the strike is going on. Stellantis, I was like, what is Stellantis? I think it's Chrysler or Plymouth or, what is it, Dodge? They had like 15 names already selling the junkest of cars. I feel like after, what is it, the Challenger? I guess the new Chargers and Hellcats and whatnot, I guess those are dope. I've been in them. Inside of them are not impressive. I mean, the interior is like, what is this? The interior was not luxurious. It was cool, not luxurious. They had like four mufflers on the joint. You had to pay money to get the mufflers off. And then when you do, you're banging down the highway, wraparound tree. I guess the police don't like them because they can't catch them. But other than that, what's up with these? All jokes aside, though, I think the proposals, I think that the guy came out, he was like, what'd he say? It's going to cost us over $1.2 billion. It's going to push us into bankruptcy. The dude at GM said, Ford, I think, it was Ford that said that. And Ford has unions. And I have no opinion about unions, whether they're good, whether they're bad, because I just feel like unless you're involved in that or you're some sort of politician, I don't know. How do you understand that stuff? And is it your business? And I'm that kind of guy, is it my business? But Tesla doesn't have unions, man. Toyota doesn't have unions. And if this stuff goes through, I do know that this is not proportionate. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's proportionate. And I think, there's players that stand to lose more than other players, man. And I think that's all I'm caring about. People lose jobs because you know what it is. We feed our families somehow, some way, and a lot of people have to work a job. CNN Business, Clorox products in short supply after what? Cyber attack. Yo, you better go get your Clorox bleach. A cyber attack at Clorox is causing wide-scale disruption of the company's operations, hampering its ability to make its cleaning materials. It's the automation, man. And look at all these things, automations, and then I'm gonna say this, and I'm not gonna say this for probably a week, because I've been talking about this recently, and it's kind of bothering me. But yo, Boston Dynamics, the company Boston Dynamics, has a Terminator, yo. Yo, it has a Terminator, and then I guess the Tesla plant, man, what's the name of the city? Can't remember the name of the city. I guess they got a Terminator in the plant, man. But look, you got to look up Boston Dynamics, man. They got a Terminator doing parkour, and people are loving it. It's a Terminator, and they made a Terminator dog. And then I saw this. Look, I'm done. Y'all just look it up. There's one with the, yo, there's one that is strapped. The Terminator dog is strapped. Look, yo. Anyways, you know, this AI, these automations, you're getting hacked. You're going to hack. Clorox says some of its products are now in short supply as it has struggled to meet consumer demand during the disruption. Clorox didn't specify which of its products are affected. The company revealed in a regulatory filing that it detected unauthorized activity in some of its information technology systems in August. Whoa. My man, that was last month. Clorox said it immediately took action to stop the attack, including reducing its operations, and now believes the attack has been contained. Still, Clorox has not been able to get its manufacturing operations back up to full speed. The company said it is fulfilling and processing orders manually. That means they're not using their robots, man. The company doesn't expect to begin the process of returning to normal operations until next week. So on and so forth. They're going to get it together. Ransomware, they paid it. They just didn't tell nobody. Hey, please believe they paid that ransomware. And you were going to see this stuff happen more and more. You Reuters, I'm saying. Sorry to jump around, but U.S. employers to see biggest healthcare costs jump in a decade next year. What do you think is going to happen to your healthcare if you got employed healthcare? Do you think the premiums are going to stay the same? U.S. employers are bracing for the largest increase in health insurance costs in a decade next year, according to forecasts from healthcare consultants. But workers may be somewhat spared this time around in a tight labor market. Sure. Somewhat spared. What does that mean? Like, if you spare my... And do you get to choose what is spared? Like, I'm in a car accident. Do I get to spare all my arms and all my legs? Or do I only get to spare one? And does that give me hope? It doesn't. Benefit consultants from Mercer, and Willis Towers Watson, see employer health care costs jumping 5.4% to 8.5% in 2024, due to medical inflation, soaring demand for costly weight loss drugs, and wider availability of high-priced gene therapies, man. Soaring costs for weight loss drugs? Yo, I'm going to have to look into this. No, I'm not. I'm not looking into this. This is a crazy article, man. Bottom line, you might be partially spared. Health insurance costs, health care costs in general, man, is wicked. It's wicked. Air Canada says unauthorized group breached employee data and hacked the internal system. Are y'all seeing this? Or are they playing, they over there rustling your brand right now? They rustling your brand. I know. It's everywhere. They're rustling your brand. Meanwhile, they hacking airlines, man. Air Canada says an unauthorized group of people obtained access to its internal system, compromising the personal information of an unknown number of employees working for the country's largest airline, man. In a brief statement today, Air Canada spokesperson Peter Fitzpatrick, man, I love that, Fitzpatrick, I throw my head back when I said Fitzpatrick, said, quote, certain records, quote, end quote, were affected by the, quote, limited, end quote, breach. Some of these quotes, without naming which ones, the flagship carrier will not say when the hack happened or when it first learned about the cybersecurity incident. Oh, this is an airline. Oh, you think I'm done? I'm not done. I'm about to rustle your brand some more. Yo, out of Reuters, hackers who breached a casino. A casino, man. Yeah, they going for it. MGM, they also hit Caesars and 3 other casinos, man. Yo, they're hacking casinos. Hackers who breached casino giants MGM Resorts International and Caesars Entertainment in recent weeks also broke into the systems of 3 other companies in the manufacturing, retail, and technology space, a security executive familiar with the matter said. I'm done. Chief Security Officer of the identity management company Okta said 5 of the company's clients, including MGM and Caesars, had fallen victim to hacking. There's a whole hacking group known as Alpha and a Scattered Spider since August. Yo, their hacking group name is Scattered Spider. These fools ain't playing. In an interview with Reuters, Bradbury didn't name the other companies, but said Okta was cooperating with official investigations into the breaches. The hacks have cast fresh spotlight on ransomware attacks, cyber intrusions that affect hundreds of companies every year, from healthcare providers to telecom firms. MGM and Caesars lost market value last week as stock prices fell, and MGM is yet to recover from various operations disrupted at the hotels and gaming venues it owns from Las Vegas to Macau, man. San Francisco-based Okta, which says it has more than 17,000 customers around the world, provides identity services such as multi-factor authentication used to help users, securely access online applications and websites. Yo, so the security spot got hacked, man. What's up with their security, y'all? Multiple breaches in it identified at its customers last month prompted the company to issue an alert. Bradbury said, yo, Bradbury, he about to quote some stuff. Quote, we saw this happen in such a small period of time, and we thought we should be coming forward to the industry at large and explaining what happened here, Bradbury said. Oh, man, it's bad. It's bad, but they're rustling your brand. Meanwhile, CNBC, Elon Musk's Neuralink, is recruiting patients for its first human trial. Yo, you think I'm playing? And they got the Terminators already. Elon Musk's neurotech startup, Neuralink, will begin recruiting patients for its first inhuman clinical trial, the company announced in a blog post. Yo, you about to go get the plug in your brain, B? Hey, B, you about to, hey, fam, you about to go get brain plugged? Yo, they can give you extra memory, though. They can upgrade your RAM. They can upgrade your RAM, G. Hey, Neuralink said in the post Tuesday that its study called the PRIME study is officially seeking patients since it received approval from an independent institutional review board and a hospital site. It's the next step on Neuralink's long road to market, and it comes after the startup recently received approval from the Food and Drug Administration in May to conduct its first human clinical study. Patients who participate in the trial will have to undergo invasive brain surgery, man. Yo, you know there's a reason why I read all those hacking news stories and then went straight to the brain link story, because they about to be, yo. Y'all know what Wi-Fi 6 is? 5G? Yo, do you know there's hidden networks all over your city? Man, you know how small, hey, I'm in tech. You know how small wireless chips are? Like a Wi-Fi chip. So you can connect to Wi-Fi. You know how small they are? Fam, I'm not playing with you. Patients, I'm going to say it again. Patients who participate in the trial will have to undergo invasive brain surgery. Neuralink is building a brain implant that aims to help people with severe paralysis control external technologies using only neural signals. This means patients with severe degenerative diseases like ALS could eventually regain their ability to communicate with loved ones by moving cursors and typing with their minds. And of course, they're going to go for people who could benefit from this technology. Like, look, look, he's over there typing with his brain. Man, quote, the initial goal of our BCI is to grant people the ability to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their thoughts alone, end quote, the company said in the blog post. Neuralink is part of the emerging brain-computer interface, or BCI industry, which centers on systems that decipher brain signals and translate them into commands for external technologies, man. Several companies have developed promising systems that they hope to bring to market, but Neuralink is perhaps the best-known name in the space due to Musk himself, who is CEO of both Tesla and SpaceX. As of September, no brain-computer interface company has managed to clinch the FDA's final seal of approval, but by receiving the go-ahead to recruit for a study with human patients, Neuralink is one step closer. Man, I wish I had some freaky-deaky, what you call it, Alfred Hitchcock, Howard the Duck, crazy Jason music right now to play, man. Brain-computer interfaces, BCIs. They're going to be talking about it like it's lotion. Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you seen the new BCI? The BCI 5. iBrain. Y'all finna buy the iBrain? Man, that's it for current events, man. I'm done. I'm not done. Are y'all finna get the iBrain? That's what I want to know. Please email, I'm not even playing, email me at admin@welcometothefoundation.com, please. Are you finna get the iBrain? A brain unit, brain computer interface, man? You finna go Neo on us? Are you down? You finna learn Kung Fu in like 30 seconds? What was that old movie? Johnny Mnemonic. You finna go Johnny Mnemonic? Man, I'm tripping. I'm really tripping. I knew it was coming, but man, this stuff is moving fast. You got to get it together. Yeah, man. Got to get it together. So let's get into the show, y'all. I'm calm. I'm chill. I took a breath. Four ways to avoid an IRS audit. And, you know, I think one of the biggest hurdles, not only to, you know, establishing your private estate, going private, you know, establishing your business trust, your family trust, etc., but also, you know, establishing an LLC or establishing a corporation. I know that, you know, one of the main considerations for people not just doing that is fear, you know, fear. It's foreign, especially like the tax dances, and there's so many stories and news articles and so on and so forth. You know, your cousin knows somebody at work, like, did you hear? So-and-so went to the IRS. And fear is a very, very powerful instrument for control. And out of fear, we don't do things. And I would say out of fear, we do things. But I would say mostly out of fear, at least in this Western society, is things, you know, we don't do things. So, you know, I kind of wanted to kind of be broad in today's topic. Not necessarily fundamentally, explicitly discussing trust, but, you know, this stuff right here applies to any type of, you know, distinct and separate entity, whether it be an LLC that is recognized on the federal level to be taxed as a corporation, a partnership in the same vein as, you know, federally taxable, things of that nature. All, you know, distinct and separate entities that are not looked at as alter egos, such as, you know, sole proprietorships and, what do you call them, living trusts. These are the rules, you know. They're not explicit to trust. And, you know, with the private trust, you know, there's no governance outside of the contract indenture. And, you know, it just sounds so luxurious, you know. But I will tell you, having gone to college and double majored in international business and sales and marketing, I am familiar with, you know, business law. Took several business law classes in college. I had to buy a law dictionary in college. Yo, I won't forget when I walked into the bookstore at college to get that law dictionary, how much it was and how poor I felt at the time, specifically because them things was not cheap. I think I got an abridged version, like a, you know, and it was paperback. It was like flexible, and I think it was still like $70-some. And I will never forget that. Very significant. But, you know, I digress a little bit. Ultimately, what I will tell you is these four ways to avoid an audit will not only help you avoid an audit, but it will also help you avoid embezzlement charges. I'm not playing. And, you know, a lot of other things that we, you know, won't just get into here. So whether you're talking about trust or whether you're talking about, and specifically, you know, private trust, or you're talking about LLC or a corporation, these are the four ways to avoid an IRS audit. And the point of this is to help you remove the fear. So we can talk about the similarities between a public structure and a private structure in its administration for avoidance of, you know, dealing with the IRS, Dan, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah. So number one, do not commingle. Do not commingle. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, don't commingle funds, man. Not funds, not just funds. Don't commingle assets. Don't commingle property. Don't commingle cash, bank accounts, anything. Do not commingle. It is not yours. It does not belong to you. Whether it's a trust or an LLC, it is not yours. There is a business bank account for a reason. There is a trust bank account for a reason. Do not commingle your money, whether it's from a job or from a side hustle, or you cashed out some gold and silver, or you won the lottery. Do not commingle your money with the money of the trust or corporation or LLC. Just don't do it. And you're going to think in your mind, you'll be like, yo, and things are going to happen, you know. Your car may break down. Light bill may come up. Some type of emergency will transpire, and that is your first test to see if you are going to commingle. Specifically, number two, self-deal, which falls along the same lines. Commingle is mingling your assets with the structure's assets as if they're yours. Whereas, like, if I walk by and there's two cars sitting there in your driveway, how will I know one belongs to the trust and one belongs to, you know, you? So the commingling of assets, man, and self-dealing. Commingling also, you know, depositing money in the trust account, taking trust funds or corporate funds and putting them into your personal account. Do not do that. Don't do it for whatever reason. I don't care if it's convenient. It doesn't matter. Well, the check's going to expire. Let it expire. Have it be reissued. That's going to take time. Okay, but your other choice is to commingle, fool. And self-deal. Don't self-deal. You do not self-deal. There's going to be a problem. There's going to be a time where, you know, you got to pay a bill, or there's you know, an increase in the bill, or you got to pay more, or something's going to come up. And it depends on A, your ignorance or lack thereof, and your resolve to have access to money
and have a true use for it, but you don't do that because it's not yours. That is trust. That is trust. That is trust. And I'm not talking about trust like the structure. I'm talking about like trust like the actual act of being able to trust someone, which means if you are in the one of the worst possible situations in your life and you have my stuff, you never take my stuff and sell it or do whatever you do for yourself, because it is not yours and you have just broken trust. It's that simple. And I know, oh, I needed it. And if I did, I would have stopped. Man, there's all types of excuses. And those excuses are petty. And they are low. And they are selfish. And if that's how you feel, you don't deserve to administer another structure. You don't deserve to administer trust. You don't deserve to administer an LLC. Because you can't respect, you're not a respecter of the rules of you don't commingle, you don't self-deal. You have a job, go to work, punch in, right? Go in your boss's office. Oh, I like this. I like this picture of Jordan you got right here. Yeah, you're. You leave, he leave. You come back in, you take the picture. Take it home, put it on your wall. He go look at the tape, see you took it, he fire you. I was going to give it back. I knew it wasn't mine. If it wasn't yours, you don't bring it home. That stuff gets you fired. You don't take what's not yours. It doesn't matter. You don't self-deal. Number one, you don't commingle. Number two, you don't self-deal. We're halfway there. And as far as I'm concerned, it's very simple. It's the fear and I would say the lack of discipline that gets most people in trouble. It's a very small amount of people who get in trouble due to lack of knowledge. It's really lack of self-control or some sort of fear. Number three, and this is really important, really, really important. Record all major transactions in the minutes of the meetings of the Board of Trustees. Record all major transactions in the minutes. In the minutes. In the minutes. And I'm about to do, look, and I don't give legal advice. I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. Would never. What? But you hear this a lot. Record all major transactions in the minutes. Yo, in order to record all major transactions in the minutes, you must first have a meeting of the Board of Trustees. You can't just write some stuff down in the minutes and not evidence the call to order, proposals, votings, and resolutions of the Board of Trustees, man. It's a trick. Don't fall for it. Record all major transactions in the minutes. And I'm, you know, well, so, I'm not new to this, you know what I'm saying? I'm not new to this. I've been studying this for some time. Matter of fact, I was probably studying this longer than you, or for 5 years, or insert whatever. And I know that if the trust indenture gives me full powers with regards to the administration of the trust, isn't it true that I can live in there? And to those people, and, you know, if any of y'all are listening, y'all know what I said to you. I said, yeah, I mean, you're right. All right, then, because there's so many people that just want to be agreed with. You know, it's a phenomenon. Most people just want to be agreed with. Not really coming to you for advice but really for your opinion. I just want you to hear what I'm saying and agree with me. And if to those people I say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Technically, yeah, you know, never thought about it like that. That's my dance. I never thought about it like that. Whatever, you can steal it. It works pretty good. You'd be surprised. You'd be like, man, I never thought about it like that. And they'd be like, yeah. And they'd think you agreed with them, but you didn't. Record all major transactions in the minutes. It means you have to hold a meeting of the Board of Trustees. Look, there's a certain number, and, you know, as a board, you can determine. But I would say, like, $1,000 or more. There should be a specific minute in the meeting minutes with regards to that transaction. Now, I'm not to say that where you can't hold a meeting of the Board of Trustees and resolve that, you know, a certain payment being made every month, such as like in rent or a mortgage payment or something like that. But, you know, it sounds like a specific minute for a specific, you know, transaction, large transaction. Mortgages are typically over $1,000 unless you did your dance. And if you did, man, that's what's up. I like that. Respect. But record all major transactions. Quit playing. Quit being lazy. Sit down. Just write it down. You can type it up. You can write it down. Doesn't matter. It's the substance over the form, y'all. And the written word on paper is definitely substance. So we have do not commingle, number one. Number two, do not self-deal. We got number three, record all major transactions in the minutes. Number four, and I got a bonus for y'all too, you know. Number four, hold at least one board meeting a year, man. And this is the funny thing. And you'd be like, ah, what? I'm like, no, listen, because, you know, people get their stuff set up right, and then they get the bank account, and they start moving, right? And they, you know, they did the first minutes, and they done probably did like 20, 25 minutes. And they feel like it's covered everything and stuff. So they get the moving and stuff happened, blah, blah, blah. And 2 years go by, they didn't have a meeting of the Board of Trustees. Ooh. That's all bad. You got to have at least one board meeting a year. Most board, they meet, especially family trust or something like that, typically once a month. You know, but in the case of a business trust or an asset trust, you got to remember, you know, and you can do an alarm in your calendar or something, but you got to hold at least one board meeting a year. It's important. It's definitely important. And, you know, those specifically are the four ways that, you know, we here at the foundation, no lawyers, no legals, no advices. The four ways we say can help you avoid an IRS audit. And, of course, you know how we do. If you stay this long, got some extra dancing for you. But first, before we do that, I got to say that, you know, we got about 2 minutes left in the broadcast, right? I will stream, might even take a call. I'm in a good mood this evening, you know? Feel like I detoxified. I'm like, so that's not how you pronounce it. It is how I pronounced it. And they just look at me funny. But we got about a minute and 30 seconds because I'm clowning. I play too much. It left in the broadcast. If you are listening right now live on the internet, you want to call in? 563-999-3616. 563-999-3616. Otherwise, you will be disconnected. I don't know why. That's just what happens. I found out the hard way. So, it's not me that does it. Like, why y'all kick us? Why you kick us off if we didn't call in? So, that's not what... Why would you just automatically assume that it's me doing it? I'm just going to discriminate. You can call it on the phone. You got to get out of here. That wouldn't be cool. But yeah, do not commingle. Do not self-deal. Record all major transactions in the minutes. And hold at least one board meeting a year. One board meeting a year. And the bonus? What's the bonus? I wonder if you've heard this before. I don't know if it's something I've said, like, publicly. But I'm going to say it. I'm not going to, you know, retract. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure if I said this publicly, but the bonus. Here's the bonus, y'all. You know, I'm being specific to trust, and I'm not an attorney, not an accountant, not a document scanner at IRS. I don't even work for I am not a U.S. citizen. How about that? But the bonus... And you know, I guess this would be specific to business trusts, and this would be specific to private contractual business trust. And this, you know, this is for y'all. This is some public dancing. But a business trust that receives income, you know, in a calendar year, you know, I don't know. Whatever, you know, whatever y'all choose to be the year. A business trust that receives income in the calendar year but does not have any K-1s in its filing. No K-1s in the filing? Excuse me. That may be perceived as an issue. May be perceived as an issue. And what I will say is, how do I say this without saying it? You know what I'm saying? It may be perceived as an issue, you know. If you know, everything's cool, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, a business trust that does not distribute income. And you may say, hey, so there's certain powers within the trust indenture. Because I went through trustee training, SOAT. You trained us. And there's certain powers in this indenture that kind of contradicts what you're saying. And I'd be like, yeah, man, I never thought about it like that. No, I'm just playing. I'm just like, listen. A business trust that receives income in a calendar year and does not have a K-1 associated with its 1041. You know what I'm saying? That might, I don't know. That's not, you know what I mean? Ooh. It's one of them dances. Like, what? Huh. You feel me? I don't know what else to say. But that's it. That's the extra. And those are the four ways to avoid an IRS audit. I appreciate you checking out the show. I trust you learned something. Man, you know, the current events is out here rustling brands, you know what I mean? Yo. Y'all finna get the brain chip? I ain't forgot. You thought I forgot? Yo, are you finna get the iBrain? What? Yo, it's not gonna be iBrain. It's gonna be like, man, it's gonna be iBrain. it's gonna be iBrain. Yo, you gonna be hey with the Apple brain? Nah, it's not gonna be Apple brain. It's gonna be iBrain with the Apple Watch. The iBrain. 15? You finna get that new iBrain 15? Look, listen, you may be intrigued, right? And this is wild. And man, I'm happy. You know, for all the young brothers and sisters, man, that's, you know, more susceptible and just more down for stuff like I was when I was like, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, you know, just down. Just like, yo, that sounds interesting. Yo, wait. If you're gonna get the iBrain and you just like, look, I'm about to get the iBrain. Wait like 5 or 10 years after, you know, wait until like people start getting teased for not having the iBrain or like You know, wait until it becomes a thing. Like, if you don't have the iBrain, you're poor. You know, how they was doing with the AT&T iPhones. Or, you know, look, wait. Wait some time, you know. They sell a lot of cars, and they recall them. They do recalls. And you know what a recall is? It's a gamble. A recall, if they were like, oh, you got a recall, blah, blah, and nothing happened, yo, you want a crapshoot. Because there's a reason why there's a recall. Like, enough of those have failed to where they are fixing them all. They've been to have a recall on the iBrain. Side effects. If you can... You finna type with your mind? You finna move a cursor with your mind? You finna get the iBrain? I'm blown away. Current events is getting, Russell branded. Hey, listen, they're rustling your brand. That's all I gotta say. They're rustling your brand. I'm out of here, y'all. I trust y'all had a great time here on the foundation. 4 ways to avoid an IRS audit. I trust you learned something. I trust you had a good time. Hopefully there was a couple times where you laughed with me, because I had a good time on this show, even though stuff is crazy. They finna have iBrains, man. You finna get the iBrain. Comment iBrain. With the Terminators doing parkour and the Terminator dog with the iBrain. Get ready. If you're looking for, education on going private, establishing your private estate outside of corporate state structures, email us at admin@welcometothefoundation.com. We have several different options with regards to trustee training now that are available to you. We are happy to announce November 11th, San Diego, California. We will be in the house, myself, Soat L, and Derek Private so far. We're going to be doing that dance. You're going to walk in the door, we're going to be doing that dance. You're going to start laughing, or you might walk out. Be like, man, I don't think this is a spot. But we're going to be doing that dance. November 11th. San Diego, California. It's been a while since I've been to San Diego. What was the spot called? Man, it was something desserts. I want to say Luxurious Desserts, but that wasn't the name of it. It was like Extraordinary Desserts or something like that. They had this dessert spot last time I was there, man. Yo. Lucky I don't live. I'd have been Chubby Soap. Chubby Soap would be rocking with you if I lived. What was Extraordinary? I can't remember the name of the spot, man. Y'all tell me what the name of that spot is. And if it's still open. Did it survive the panorama? Well, we're going to be in San Diego. It's been a minute. I'm looking forward to it. And, make sure you check out Welcome to the Foundation. Check out portal.welcometothefoundation. Get a glimpse of what we're doing and where we're going. I'm excited. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. Kind of feel like I'm back. You know what I mean? So with that being said, y'all have a great week. You enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night, because it is very important. You'll understand how important it is. And as always, I will catch you next week in the same spot that I've always rocked. High Frequency Radio Network. This has been The Foundation. I am your host, Soat L, and it has been my absolute pleasure. Y'all enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. I'll catch y'all in San Diego. Peace to the gods.
This thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.